Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Chinese online censorship intensifies. Facebook is in talks to introduce its free internet service to the US. And Vietnamese influencer Hire Business Hype receives extra funding. Chinese internet authorities have stepped up the censorship of online comments sections. It was announced this week that authorities in Shanghai would now be overviewing live comment sections on video streaming sites to remove words that violate laws and rules. Comments that have been reportedly affected by the change have said to be as menial as emojis or messages such as ha ha ha. Whilst internet censorship across the country becomes more intrusive, the recent move comes just after Shanghai's police closed over 1 million online broadcasting accounts. China's President Xi also recently said that the country would be looking for enhanced cybersecurity measures, indicating censorship in the country may increase. Facebook has been in talks with the United States government about introducing its controversial Free Basics internet scheme to the country. Free Basics is an app that allows users who cannot afford to pay for normal internet connections to have limited access to certain sites for free. The pages available through the service are Facebook curated and involve news pages, education services, and health education. However, Facebook has attracted controversy from some for picking and choosing the websites available itself and not offering full access to the web. Free Basics was even banned in India after it was found to contravene net neutrality laws. Senior strategy director Timothy Carr for the Free Press told The Guardian that it's worrying when you have a company as powerful as Facebook inserting itself as a gatekeeper to the online world. New Vietnamese company Hype has received a funding boost to help it expand its unique influencer hiring business. Using social media data and algorithms, the company works by matching registered brands and marketers with suitable influencers online. In order to enter new markets and develop its service, the company has received funding from the Singaporean business Expara Ventures. Due to the high expense of hiring celebrity influencers, Hype says it offers a new approach in order to help smaller businesses. Hype's model works by requesting campaign briefs from businesses before it then approaches influencers it believes to be the most appropriate for a quote. Hype's founder said that small and medium-sized enterprises struggle to find the right influencers to work with, so now offers them access to over 1,000 influencers. UAE fashion retailer Ellabels has begun a move that will see it expand into the Iraqi e-commerce market. Founded in May 2016 in the UAE, the company has already expanded into multiple Middle Eastern countries such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Bahrain, amongst others in the Middle East. Now it's moving into the untapped country of Iraq, making it the first international e-commerce company that directly caters to the Iraqi market. Nuruldeen Aga, CEO of Ellabels, said that Iraq is the next hot cake to put into our rapidly expanding basket. However, he did add that Saudi Arabia remained the company's main focus for the time being. E-commerce platform Kumo has partnered up with French digital payment company HiPay. The partnership with HiPay means that Kumo customers will now be accompanied in all payment issues ranging from international expansion to transaction security. Whilst Kumo, a software-as-a-service e-commerce platform, was originally targeted at high-end luxury brands, it now makes itself available for all online businesses in any sector. Meanwhile, HiPay currently offers 220 payment methods in 150 currencies around the world. The partnership follows on from a stream of announcements from Kumo that it had partnered with other companies in order to improve its user experience, brand customization, and marketing quality. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.